Good morning. Welcome to the Bill and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Jason Sandine in studio today, talking to you about a personal injury matter. We are personal injury lawyers. We're Bell Pollock PC, where you can get us at championsofthepeople.com, bellpollock.com, or you can call us at 303-795-5900. We've been doing this show for at least 10 years. We come to you every single Sunday to talk to you about a personal injury matter. If you have any questions or anything you'd like to follow up, you can call us at 303-795-5900. We do have lawyers available during the weekend and at night. The answering service will take your call and get in touch with the lawyer. You'll get a call back. You'll be contacted to be able to talk about whatever might be your topic. If you've been hurt in a personal injury case by the negligence of another, you can call us at 303-795-5900, or you can get on our interactive website at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com to give us a message and we'll get in touch with you. We have been lawyers, and Gary and I started the firm of Bell and Pollock in 1984. We've been in the Denver metropolitan area. We now do cases throughout the entire state. We'll take care of you. We have developed what we call as a legal game plan. It's a unique situation for each individual person. It's trademark protected. We've been working at it for years, and we want to get you into our office to be able to talk to you about your legal game plan on how you should handle your cases and what you need to do when you're involved in a case where you've been hurt due to the negligence of another. It's a dramatic event. There's a great deal of damages and classification of damages that need to be considered. Some you may not recognize. And it's important that you sit down with a lawyer and talk to the lawyer. The lawyer, most of the time, you should hire a lawyer, should make sure you have your interests represented. You should do this as soon as possible. There's two major things that you need to do for a crash. And one is what you need to do before the crash, and that's get insurance. You have to have insurance, period. And you're saying, well, why would I need insurance? Because the other guy has insurance. But Jason, how important is it for you, the person who's driving and gets hurt, to make sure you have insurance?
You have to have insurance. If you don't have insurance, that doesn't mean that the other guy doesn't have insurance. There's underinsured motorist coverage, UIM, uninsured motorist coverage. You need about as much insurance as you have stuff you can lose. You have a house, you have income, you have property, you could have your wages garnished. You have a lot to lose by not having insurance.
And you know, believe me, when we say it, the med pay is so important. Med pay is a classification of money in a policy. They start out with saying it's automatic. You get at least $5,000 unless you waive it. You can get more. It's the most inexpensive type of health insurance that you can really get out there. You just can't match it.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people think, well, I have health insurance. Why do I need MedPay? What MedPay does is, look, if you're in an accident, someone T-bones you, you get rear-ended, you hit your head, you hop in an ambulance, you get taken to the ER to get checked out. You bill it to health insurance, you're still paying out of pocket. You think, well, hey, the other guy will pay, but not right away. Not until after the case is over, not until the case is settled. So that MedPay, at least the $5,000, what it does is it makes you go to the hospital, you get checked out by a doctor, you make sure that nothing is seriously wrong with you, and then you can decide what to do after that $5,000, whether to use your health insurance, whether you can treat on a lien, whether you can find someone in-network, because the ambulance isn't going to take you to your in-network hospital. They're going to take you to the closest hospital there is.
And you know, the $5,000 is the minimum, folks. I mean, you can waive it, but don't waive it. You don't save that much money, not comparatively speaking, not for what you're doing. We've said many times, what the most dangerous thing you do each day is drive a car. For most of you, the most dangerous thing your family does each day is get in a car and ride in a car. That's where they stand to be hurt the most. The kids, you know, that right now they're on vacation, but children, when they're going to and from school, when they're going to and from activities, the activities may have some element of danger at times, but they don't have the same element of danger that being in a car. People are being transported. They're going 30, 40 miles an hour. You got all sorts of people on the road. You've got negligent drivers. You got drunk drivers. You got texting drivers. You got drink. You got all all sorts of drivers that are distracted in one form or another. And you have the chance that there could just be a mistake made. You miss a light, or you happen to take off when the turn arrow comes on and you don't realize the turn arrow and you go straight through the light. Somebody comes through and T-bones you. There's so many ways. Somebody runs into the back of you and all of a sudden you're hurt. This is where the injuries come in. And the med pay, it covers everybody in your family for whatever car they're in. Why would you ever give up med pay? It just doesn't make sense. What makes more sense is talk to your insurance agent and go the other way and get more med pay. For those of you who have high deductibles in your health insurance, med pay can help cover it. As Jason said, you know, Jason, you're right on when you say, hey, you're going to get an ambulance. The ambulance needs to get paid. They're going to send you a bill, folks. And one thing about MedPay is you get it back. Will you get it back from the negligent driver or from your own underinsured, right, Jason?
Yeah, if you're injured in a car accident that's not your fault, MedPay is free money. You can claim the MedPay, the medical bills that are paid by MedPay as your damages. And unlike your health insurance or a medical lien, it doesn't need to be paid back. That's money that you have already paid for. That's a benefit that you have accrued through your auto insurance.
So you just have to do it. And it's very important. And at this time of the year, and probably next week, we're going to go over some insurance matters and talk to you about subrogation and collateral source and other elements that are involved. Today, we're going to go over damages and element of damages. But the damages that are sought, the damages that you have, don't mean anything if you can't recover for them, if you can't get fair compensation, if you can't get the help necessary to be able to pay for it. You see these commercials all the time where people are talking about, oh, we're there for you, or my lawyer got me this amount, my lawyer got me that amount. The lawyer didn't get anything unless there was insurance. Nobody can pay it. Think about yourself. If you caused a crash, if you hurt somebody, would you really be able to dig out $100,000 out of your pocket or out of your bank account to go pay for the injuries that you caused somebody? How many people out there do you think have $100,000 in extra, $100,000 laying around to go ahead and pay you if they harm you?
Yeah. Not me, not most of us.
Not there. You got it. It's in the insurance, and it's getting the insurance, and get your own insurance, because how many times and why would you ever leave your financial security, your family's financial security, your ability to get better, your ability to get medical care? Why would you leave that in the hands of a stranger that's out there driving that you don't even know, that it is that may be a completely irresponsible person that doesn't even care about insurance? That's what you're doing if you don't get your own UIM and your own UM and your own MedPay.
These car accidents happen every day. It only takes one to completely change your life forever. Make sure you're protected.
So let's talk about what kind of damage you get. And I doubt we'll be able to cover them all. But, when you get into a crash, somebody has hurt you, you've been hurt, and the first thing you need is you need medical attention. So that's the first element of damages, right?
Absolutely. That's people call me and they said, I was just in an accident. My neck hurts. My head hurts. What should I do? And I go, have you been to a doctor? They say, well, no, not yet. Well, go to the doctor. Get checked out. It's your health. That's the most important thing. We can get your medical bills paid for, but you need to go and get checked out by a doctor, number one, for your own health, to figure out what's going on with you, and number two, to show that, yes, you were injured that day and not sometime later. If you go to the hospital a month later, the insurance company is going to pick, well, what happened during that month? Why didn't you get treatment that day?
It's going to be, so you're talking about past, current, and future medical bills. That's something that's very important. How are you going to get the medical bills paid? We have a ever-changing climate as far as what kind of health insurance is going to be available to you, whether you can even afford it, whether or not you can afford the premiums, whether your pre-existings are going to matter or not matter, what is going to be your coverage. We have an ever-changing climate as far as how much the deductibles are and what's and whether or not you even have access to anything that's going to help you. The one thing you can be certain that you're going to have access to is that, once again, the insurance that you get for yourself. And first of all, the other guy's insurance is supposed to pay if they hurt you, but they don't pay as you go.
Absolutely. They don't pay as you go. And I know, you think that, oh, he hit me, let's just bill his insurance. I don't want to get my insurance involved. It's going to mess with my premiums, my deductibles. But that's not how it works. You get one chance to settle the claim. You get one judgment, one check from the insurance company for your injuries. And that has to include your past medical bills, your current medical bills, and any medical bills that you need in the future. You can't come back, accept one check, and then a year later, oh, I'm still having symptoms from this auto accident. Call the insurance company up, ask them for some more money for your medical bills. They're going to tell you to go away.
So MedPay is going to pay without regard to fault. That's the first thing that's going to step in. So that's why you want that. Then when you start saying whose fault it is, maybe the other guy's insurance should pay, or your underinsured, uninsured motor should pay. They're not going to pay as you go. They're going to pay at the end. They're going to pay after you've had the care. If you can't get the care, if you don't have the money for the care, you're sunk. You can't do it. So that's why you want the MedPay. The medical bills are going to be there, and you don't want these gaps. If you can't pay for it, you feel bad about that. Then you've got to adjust and try and find out what kind of medical bills am I going to have in the future? Your doctor has to do a diagnosis and a prognosis and a treatment plan and figure out what they're going to do for you. This is part of the Bell and Pollock game plan that we put together to find out for you. That's why you want to come see us. You can see us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or call us at 303-795-5900. We're going to take a brief break and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Jason Sandine in studio today, talking to you about the damages you can recover when you've been hurt. You see it all the time on TV when everybody says, "What's my case worth?" And they say, "Okay, we're there for you." And they say, "My lawyer got me this amount, and my lawyer got me that amount, and all these lawyers, and they're going to do the best they can. And it's like a football game. You got to be ready to go." And the one thing you want to do is education. And at Bell & Pollock, we believe in education. We want you to be educated. We want you to know what we're talking about when we as lawyers step up and start talking about this kind of stuff. Give you an idea of what's available for you and what kind of damages you want to look at. One thing's for certain, you got to get a lawyer. You got to. It's a very, very important time in your life, and you want to get a lawyer. And we really, really would like you to come talk to us at Bell & Pollock so we can put together a game plan for you. We're at 303-795-5900 or bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Come talk to us. Come let us put together a plan for you in a way that you can understand how you can get the maximum recovery and the maximum compensation for your injury. Before the break, we were talking about one of the elements of damages is are your past, current, and future medical bills. You got to be able to get those medical bills paid. And you can look and say, well, I have health insurance. Well, health insurance is going to do a subrogation, right? They're going to want to get the money from the negligent party, from the at-fault party, the party who caused the crash. So they're going to talk to you about that. You also may want to get your money through MedPay. That's a very important area. As Jason said, it's money that you can get back and you can put in your own pocket. So, you know, the higher the MedPay, you pay a premium for it. So the higher MedPay, the better off you are. And then, of course, you can get money through other sources if you've got them available. But the best way to do it is to make sure that you're keeping track of it and you're going to get sufficient recovery from the car insurance. And the next step is that when you start going through medical care, you're going to lose income. Right, Jason?
You can't be at work if you're at the doctor all the time.
There you go. And yes, some of us, and there are a lot of people out there who get paid on a salary, and you say, well, if I miss work, I'm still going to get paid until you eat up all your sick leave.
Yeah.
If you're being paid hourly, you're not going to get money. So there's another element of damages. And how do you compute those, Jason?
Well, you got to look at, just like the medical bills, as we mentioned before the break, it's the past lost wages, it's the current lost wages, and it's the future lost wages. So you have a concussion and your job is a computer programmer and you need to be behind a computer screen and you can't look at a computer screen and you can't work, those are damages. You're entitled to be put in the position as if this accident had never happened. If you're a small business owner and you had to hire someone to do things that you would normally do yourself, that is a damage. You're not in the position that you were in as if this had never happened.
So there's another element of damages you need to compute. Can you compute those on your own? Well, you might be able to compute what you lost, but are you going to be able to compute what you lost in the future? Well, are you going to be able to figure out what kind of raises you should be expected to receive, or how the growth of the economy should increase wages, and how you can calculate that? When are you going to lose the money? Just by being a disabled worker, and understand, when we talk about disabled worker, it can be something as simple as having to make accommodations for you because you can't sit at your desk as long as you used to, or you can't look at the screen as long as you used to, when Jason used the computer programmer example. And all of a sudden those accommodations have to be made for you, and maybe your employer will do it. Now you start talking about the cost of the accommodations, and you also start talking about what are the chances of you, let's say you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s, even 50 or 60, what are the chances that you're going to keep that same job continuously all the way through your career, such that you're not looking for another job?
Yeah. Hopefully you continue to advance and grow in your career and your profession, your job.
But if you end out looking for another job, now when you start talking about your ability to perform the work, you've got to talk about these accommodations that have to be made for you. Now you start talking about, I have to miss work every now and then for therapy, or I have to miss work every now and then for a different reason from the injuries I received, or I need to have accommodations made. What are your chances of getting a job equal to what you have once you've been hurt in a crash?
Yeah. If you have a permanent disability, if you have something where you lose all the goodwill and the equity that you've built working for that company, all of the learning the internal processes, and now you're out looking for another job, and you have, it's hard enough to find work out there. You need every advantage that you can get, and you need to protect what you've worked for and what you've earned.
So you've got to be able to calculate what those losses are. And there are statistics out there that the government publishes that talk about when you all of a sudden become a disabled worker in one form or another. That doesn't mean you're totally disabled. It means a worker who has some kind of accommodation that needs to be made for that worker. And they start talking about how much time you're going to miss from work in the future, how much time you're not going to be full-time employed, even though you might be full-time employed now, and what your averages are. You may beat the averages, you may be worse than the averages, but you need a lawyer to help you put that together, and an economist. You move on. Okay, when you get in a crash, I'd say at least 75 to 85% of the people when they get in a crash has some type of emotional distress. It sets in. And if you don't think it doesn't happen, then you haven't been through a crash where there's been a significant injury or there's been a significant problem, because emotional stress sets in.
It changes your life. If you're in a serious accident, it is something that you will always remember. You're dealing with that. You're in pain. You're scared. You're in a hole financially. You have to come to terms with just how dangerous this was, and you know, you wouldn't believe how many people I talk to. It's very common when they get in a serious accident, they go, you know, I just don't feel comfortable driving anymore. I go out on the roads, I see these big trucks next to me, it freaks me out. I used to never think about it, but now that's all I can think about.
And it can distract you from your driving. It can cause problems. It can make going places uncomfortable. It can make it so you're shut in or you won't go as many places you might have otherwise gone. It can change your life. These are things that need to be determined by your lawyer as part of the game plan. When we start talking, okay, we have permanent impairment. Can we have permanent impairment? And is it being recognized by your lawyer?
Yeah. I mean, if you have to get a surgery and they have to put some metal screws in there, those screws are permanent. They're in there. You've been impaired. You walk with a slight limp. If you have had some tears in the soft tissue, that soft tissue is never going to be as good as it was before.
And something people don't realize a lot of times, and it isn't brought up a lot of times by lawyers or by doctors, is premature or traumatically induced traumatically induced arthritis into a joint or into a particular part of the body that's going to cause you to suffer from arthritis where you might not have ever suffered from it, or where you're going to end up suffering from earlier in life or at a higher degree.
Yeah, you had some previously asymptomatic condition, you have some degeneration in your spine like we all have as we all get as we age, and it's that jar. It's that hit, that straw that broke the camel's back.
And if you don't think arthritis is a big element and something that needs to be given attention, go somewhere and talk to somebody who lives with an arthritic condition and talk to them about the injury they have. You know, there's a show on TV that's called Better Late Than Never, and it's four guys. And, you know, if you get a chance, look it up. It's a wonderful show to watch. But it talks about, and Henry Winkler's one of them, and Terry Bradshaw's one of them, George Foreman's one of them. And when they're doing their different things, you can see where arthritis has set in. As a matter of fact, one of them said, my knees talk to me all the time, and they tell me to sit down. Well, that's because they hurt. That's because you have arthritis. That's because you have conditions that are limiting it. And if a car crash causes that sooner, or somebody's negligence has caused that sooner to you, that's something that should be looked into as far as saying, well, wait a minute, that you shouldn't have to live with that as early in life as you do, or in that particular joint or in that particular part of your body, if a car crash caused it. And there should be some compensation for you because you're going to live with it for a long time. We go to the next thing. And, you know, I didn't want to overlook property damage. There's property damage in car crashes, and property damage has to be addressed.
Yes. Property damage. The insurance company is going to look at your car. They're either going to total it or try to have it repaired. The thing to keep in mind is that you are owed to be put in the position as if this car accident never happened through the other person who's at fault for doing this. Why should you have to get a worse car because they were negligent? You need to be compensated fully for that. And, you know, that's they never seem to value the car as much as you hope. They look at the blue book value. They look at what cars are selling for in the area on Auto Trader, Craigslist even. And they put it into some sort of formula, and they find out what your car is. And ultimately, it's just a business decision that they make. But there are things that you can do to help with the evaluation.
And then they've got, you know, the question that always comes up is loss of quality of life. What's the quality of life, and how has it been changed in your situation? Can you do the things you used to do? Did you used to go out and play ball with the kids in the backyard? Can you not do that anymore? Did you used to go to plays where you could sit and you could watch a play for a couple, 3 hours with a break in between and sit there and watch it? You can't do it anymore because your back hurts or your knee hurts or your quality of life has been shot. The things you love to do, you can't do anymore.
Yeah. Can you not go skiing? Or maybe you used to be able to ski all day and now you can just do one run and your body is spent after that. I mean, anything that we keep going back to, you are able to be put in the position or at least financially compensated for what you've lost through the negligence of others.
And the quality of life. Think about if you wake up this morning, what you go through, what you've got planned, and as you go through it, and the quality you do come weekends and come the weekdays and how you spend your life, and all of a sudden you find that certain of those things you can't do. Even if it's something simple. And I call it simple, but let's say you love sitting down at the end of a long, hard day and after dinner with your spouse or with your kids or with your friends and sitting and watching TV. You like watching the Thursday night football games. You like going to a local hangout and watching a little bit of the game with your friends on a nice, easy night. Or you like staying at home and watching something on TV. And all of a sudden you find yourself not able to do that because of your injuries. These are things you need to think about when you're dealing with a personal injury that you've encountered in a car crash or as the negligence of another. You're listening to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Paulk Legal Show. Brad Paulk and Jason Sandine in studio today. We're lawyers at the law firm of Bell and Paulk PC. We are here to help you with regard to your personal injury matters. If you've been hurt in a crash of any kind, if you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, contact us. You can contact us at bellpaulk.com, championsofthepeople.com, or at 303-795-5900. We will help you develop your own legal game plan to put together what you need to put together. Today, we've been talking about damages. We haven't covered all the elements of damages today. There are many, many more that you need to sit down and develop a legal game plan. Jason, what would be your advice to anybody listening?
Well, my advice is if you've been injured in a car accident, to contact a lawyer. And what you need to keep in mind is the other party's insurance, the at-fault driver's insurance, doesn't work for you. They don't owe you anything. What they do is they work for their shareholders and their company, and they want to pay you as little as possible. And the only leverage that you have is ultimately having a lawyer that's going to take it to trial and have a jury of 6 people see what they're doing and award your damages this way. And as soon as you hire a lawyer, that threat of litigation becomes much more real to them, and that adds value to the claim. They know that they won't be able to get away with any lowball offers or discounting your damages based on prior injuries, because we know the law, and we know that's how it works, and the insurance companies know that we know that.
As you're sitting there, remember, right now you're doing something, getting ready for a part of your life. At this same moment, adjusters are learning how to deal with your claim. Insurance companies are teaching their people how to deal with your claim in a way to minimize the amount they pay you. You need to go see a lawyer. Do it. If you've been hurt or you know somebody's been hurt, come see a lawyer. Come see us at bellpaulk.com, championsofthepeople.com, or at 303-795-5900. We'll talk to you next week about the next legal topic. And until then, everybody stay safe and have a good week.